So did you read it? That's what I want to know. The Dry by Jane Harper. That was our Leslie's Readers book for September. Journalist Catherine Lana is here to discuss the book. She's also clutching our next read in her hands, but I won't give that away just yet. So, and you had you read The Dry by Jane? I can't remember, Jane Harper or not. Had you read it before we...
No, I hadn't, no.
Because sometimes you pick ones you've already read.
Yeah, which
read,
is always
you?
Very scary if I haven't read it already, because you're never quite sure.
Yeah, but we don't take it. I think the idea is it's not necessarily a recommendation. It's just we're on an adventure together, aren't
That's
we?
That's right, yes. But I was convinced this would be a good book.
It's had loads of great reviews, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. It's been everywhere, really. And sometimes that steers me away from a book because I don't want to follow a trend.
Oh.
But I thought I would this time. And I think it was a good choice. So hopefully
Come on then, tell us what you think.
Well, it's set in Australia, and so it's going against this trend that everybody has been reading. Is it Nordic noir, the Scandinavian
yes.
thrillers, where you've got the intensity of the cold, which adds to the drama? Well, this is going to the opposite extent because it's the heat. It's this extensive drought that's been happening in Australia, in a small town in Australia, and that's the setting. And the weather, the conditions are as much a part of the story as the characters and the plot. But it is a very good story. We begin with a funeral, sadly, and it's because there's been this tragic incident where it seems that one of the residents of this town has just lost his mind and he's killed his wife and his small child and he's committed suicide. That's what seems to have happened. And so the main character, Aaron Falk, he's a policeman from elsewhere in Australia, but he used to live in this town, so he's come back to go to the funeral of Luke, the chap who committed suicide, who was his best friend. But things aren't what they seem.
No, you start to uncover all the things that happened in the past.
Yes. So we find out more and more through Falk, because this Aaron Falk, he's a policeman. But I didn't feel that at the beginning. I just felt he was just this person coming back and finding it very difficult to come back into his old town where it got all these memories, and he'd had to leave under bad circumstances because he'd been tarred with this rumour that he'd been involved in a crime all those years ago. So he'd had all these memories to live with, because obviously in a small town everybody still remembers everything that happened, and you can't get away from all of that. And then as the story goes along, he realises that there's more to uncover, and he becomes more of the policeman. So you see him more in that professional role as the story goes on. But as he's uncovering the details about this mystery, this tragic incident, and seeming to get closer to solving that particular crime, he's also finding out more about what happened to him and all the misleading information that was surrounding him all those years ago. And it could have been really contrived how these two plots came together and were solved at the end. But I thought she did it really well, because I felt at the end that it did make sense, and it did seem believable. And of course, with a thriller, I think we both like thrillers, because you just keep turning the pages.
Keeps you wanting to go.
Yeah, you can't stop, because you want to know what's happening. What is it all about?
And I don't, because I often read these on my pad at night. So, and you can, if you're not really into a book, you can really lose the thread. It's not easy to flick back on something like that. But I don't need to with this. I haven't had to go back and think, now what was it I was doing? I'm straight back in there, and I'm dying to read it. I haven't finished it. I just fall asleep every night. That's the biggest problem. So I've got a holiday coming up. So if I haven't read it by then, I shall really look forward to sitting down and reading it properly.
Yes, and well, the characters are very convincing as well. I mean, that's the main thing, isn't it? You need a good plot to keep you turning the pages, but you've got to believe in the characters.
Yeah. And the paint, I mean, it's Australia, and it's really dry and dusty, isn't it? They've had this awful drought.
Yes.
And I could feel that as well.
And also this sense of space in Australia. You've got this very small town, almost claustrophobic feel, because everybody knows everything that's going on with each other's lives. But then you just step outside of it and you've got this nothingness. And the fear that you feel for that, just that description, is quite powerful. So it's very evocative. I think it's a very clever book.
I think it's a very clever book as well. And you've got a review. Barbara Siegel was tweeting the other day as I was saying, I've nearly finished the book, and Suffolk Libraries, bless them, have been retweeting this and saying, go on, you must get a copy and have a read. And Barbara Siegel, who's a garden writer and so on, says, it's gripping and full of intense characters. So she's obviously read it as well. And you've got a review?
Yes. So this is Graham, and he says, it's more than just a good thriller. thriller. It says a great deal about life in a community coping with drought, and I found the characters and their situation very real. I look forward to reading her next book.
Ooh, yes. So has she got one out yet?
Yes. Yeah, they're quick about getting that out, because this was the debut and was very popular in Australia, and they've issued her next one, which I think is called Force of Nature. So that's the next one. So I'm eager to read that one.
So if you like this one, then that's what's such a treat, isn't it? If you've liked one book, to find there is yet another, or there's another one just about to come out to read as well.